Rose Heart, 106.2. The Love Letters at 11:30. Susan says, I like to think of myself as a generally good person. I like to help people out when I can. Maybe I'm a little bit too soft because I always seem to put other people first. Aged at 32 and battered, I decided I'd had enough of all that. In the relationship I was in, I'd been hurt emotionally and physically. So I decided that was it. I ended it and started to tie up the loose ends in my life. Soon, all that was left was me, my son, and my flat. And for once in my life, I was free. Susan said I went absolutely mad for a while. Pubs, clubs, just making up for lost time. It was during this period that I met this minicab driver called Andy. He used to pick me up regularly, like you do. We got talking. He told me he'd been separated for 18 months and had got two kids. So, kind of in a similar situation. And I really liked talking to Andy. So much so that after a while, the talking continued in places more intimate than in the minicab. He was so disarming, was Andy. He broke down all the barriers that I put up for my past hurts. And I began to fall in love with him. He was a real romantic sort of guy as well. He'd call Heart 106.2 on Between the Sheets and call you, Nigel, to read out romantic messages for me. And it was just bliss. I thought I'd really found the man that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. Because of the nature of his work, I didn't see Andy very much. He worked all sorts of odd hours, and I was a 9-to-5er, so when we did see each other, it was an hour here and an hour there. As time went by, I was getting more curious about meeting his kids. I'd really like to see them. Every time I brought the subject up, he'd come up with some sort of excuse as to why we wouldn't do it. And the more he did that, the more I thought, the more suspicious I became about him. And the more I thought, the more things weren't actually adding up about what he said. And I got this terrible feeling. It dawned on me that actually, going on what he said, he could still be at home with his wife and not separated at all. The big day was on the 2nd of April. Andy called and told me that he was in Norfolk driving a lorry for someone. A quick press of 1471 revealed that he'd actually called from a local number. I was so upset to find out he'd been lying. The next day, I just really didn't know what I was going to do. I was walking around in a daze, thinking about where perhaps he might have phoned me from, just looking at this phone box as I walked past, and then I saw Andy's car parked nearby outside this house. I was so shocked and angry. I was shaking, and I just went up to the front door of this house and knocked at the door without thinking. And would you believe? His wife answered. My nightmare came true. Just at that moment, Andy came to the door too, and before anyone could say anything, he said, well, that took you long enough. He turned to his wife and said, actually, I've been seeing her. I'm in complete shock. I gave Andy just about everything, and now I've got to pick up the pieces again. In my life, I feel that's all I've done, says Susan. Now, I know that Andy's going to be listening tonight, because Tuesday night is his night driving out around. Andy, Susan says, I've not stopped loving you because you can't stop loving overnight. You didn't deserve my love, but I know you're still in touch. So what are you going to do about it, Andy? Thank you, Susan, for your story.
I saw the lamplight from your window. I didn't think you were home, sitting there all alone. So I came up to your room to ask you why. Why did you hurt me so? Why did you have to go away? I never wanted anything in my life, not until I've met you.
I thought you'd see me through all the bad days that I had before I met you. Something in my past, never thought it couldn't last forever. There's one thing I can say every day, how I miss you.
Heart 106.2. Call Kirkland Kitchens on 0181-886-8666. Simple, isn't it? But why make a note of the time? Well, when you buy any one of Kirkland's beautiful range of Italian-fitted kitchens, not only will you get a free hot-point oven, hob, and extractor, but if you tell them what time you heard this commercial, you'll also get a free hot-point microwave oven. So, look at your watch. Look at a clock. Or if you have to, ask someone the time. But whatever you do, make a note of it now. It could be worth the price of a brand new hot-point microwave oven. Call Kirkland Kitchens on 0181-886-8666 to find out more. That's 886-8666.
Are you thinking of changing your secretarial job? Do you know where to start looking? Tomorrow and every Wednesday in the Times, Creme de la Creme holds the answer. It offers more secretarial jobs than any other quality newspaper, ranging from college leaver vacancies to PAs, and from multilingual to temporary posts. If you're looking for the best secretarial jobs to improve your career, don't miss Creme de la Creme every Wednesday in the Times.
Nigel Williams with another 30-minute non-stop music mix. That's the Heart 106.2 difference.
Heart 106.2.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, listen to me, people. I ain't got time to think about money. I ain't got I'm
from the heart of London on 106.2 FM, your new number one for more music, less talk.
London's Heart
MCI in the biggest commercial deal in British history. BT is buying MCI for almost £13 billion, creating a huge global network. Here's our business correspondent, Peter Morgan.
If anyone has been left wondering what globalization means, this is it. BT has forged a massive international alliance encompassing more than 40 million customers with interests in more than 70 countries. The new company will be called Concert, a name which will gradually replace the more familiar BT in Britain and MCI in America. The demand for telecommunications is growing explosively, while trade barriers that have protected state-owned telephone companies for decades are starting to crumble. Sir Peter Blomfield, who will become chief executive of the new company, identified